Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast, What to Expect with Wi-Fi 6E. I'm Pat Hindle, and here to discuss this topic with me today is Rob Hoban, Head of Marketing, Smart Antenna Solutions, and Duco Terpstra, Vice President and General Manager, Smart Antenna Solutions, both at NXP. Welcome, Rob and Duco.
Good morning.
So Wi-Fi 6 was released in 2019, and now we're approaching Wi-Fi 6E as that's rolling out. It promises to offer all kinds of new capabilities. This year, it should be rolling out in heavy production. Can you tell us briefly about NXP's history in the WLAN front-end IC market?
Yeah, thank you, Pat. I'd be happy to. NXP engaged in the Wi-Fi front-end IC development path around 2015. That's around the advent of the platform developments for Wi-Fi 6. And we started that based on our internal proprietary silicon germanium BiCMOS technology. And this technology is ideally tuned for this Wi-Fi application. It gives high linearity, leading to better EVM performance, which is critical for Wi-Fi 6. The concept that we developed delivers full integration of these attributes into a single die, which is a unique and very competitive proposition in this market, which is so far dominated by multi-die gallium arsenide solutions. So our first path on the market was with a Wi-Fi 5 application, still with a big Chinese OEM. And with that same OEM, we were very successful with our first Wi-Fi 6 product. And then we celebrated multiple successes on the market. So we're now connected to all major platform makers on Wi-Fi 6. We were the first to introduce a Wi-Fi 6E front-end IC. And recently, we were the first to come to market with a single channel QFN solution. So that proves our success in the market over the last years. And we now continue this innovation with a step to our new silicon germanium technology, our internal cubic 5 technology, which will provide more advantage in terms of linearity and noise to drive further performance improvement towards the next step, which is Wi-Fi 7. And we'll come to that further in this podcast. So next to this front-end IC business, which is running in our product line, Smart Antenna Solutions, NXP does have a broad set of Wi-Fi portfolio SoCs, front-end ICs, which we connect to at some point, or will connect to in the future, in different application verticals, in IoT, in auto, as well as in mobile and consumer.
So what will change with Wi-Fi 6E? How is it different from Wi-Fi 6?
Yeah, indeed. So basically what we see is Wi-Fi 6E has really the benefit of the new spectrum that has been made available by the FCC in North America region. So you get basically, if you just take a step back, we started Wi-Fi in the 2.4 gigahertz band. We have some 83 megahertz of spectrum there. Then the 5 gigahertz band was added. So you had in total about 1 gigahertz bandwidth of spectrum. But what happened now in 2020 is that the FCC has released this frequency band from 5.9 to 7.1 gigahertz. So that's basically a full potential of 1.2 gigahertz of additional spectrum. So what you see is that basically that doubles the potential spectrum for Wi-Fi 6. That is why we call it Wi-Fi 6E. And that really is necessary because many of the Wi-Fi devices in congested places like stadiums, airports, you saw really that with Wi-Fi your throughput was going to get limited, or the amount of devices that want to be connected to an access point is also limited. And Wi-Fi 6, but also to the much bigger extent Wi-Fi 6E, addresses that need by increasing the capacity. And that's a big step forward for Wi-Fi 6. And basically with our front-end IC product portfolio, we really support that development in the market.
So what is driving Wi-Fi 6E adoption, and will customers notice a difference?
Yeah, so maybe a bit already, what you see is the handset makers, they start now to bring in their premium phones the Wi-Fi 6E functionality to the market. So basically, they have developed the Wi-Fi 6 handsets. Now they follow with Wi-Fi 6E handsets. What we will see happening is similar to the transition that you have from Wi-Fi 5 to Wi-Fi 6. You will also see that Wi-Fi 6E gets more and more penetration. First of all, this is now happening in the United States, but this will also roll out to different regional areas. Europe, for example, you see already a lot of countries active to enable at least a portion of that spectrum between 6 and 7 gigahertz, which really is good because in Europe you have the same challenge on the capacity as you have in America. We see it happening in some Asian countries as well. So that's really good. So that really proliferates across the globe. And yeah, that means that for me as a consumer, or for us as a consumer, with ever more devices in your household that need to be connected to an access point, Wi-Fi 6 and Wi-Fi 6E makes that only a lot easier. And more gives you a better user experience because you have either the better capacity of Wi-Fi 6, and Wi-Fi 6, you have 160 megahertz channel bandwidth. You have 1024 QAM modulation as opposed to Wi-Fi 5. So the throughput in the same amount of spectrum already gets improved. But then you also get even more spectrum for it. And consumers will see that in higher data rates, they will see basically the efficiency and the latencies improved. And also an important application for Wi-Fi is IoT devices. Yeah, the power consumption for the IoT devices, especially with features like the target wake time, will reduce further. And that's important for IoT devices because they are very often battery powered.
So what are the challenges for doubling network capacity in mobile devices? That's a big jump.
That's a big jump. And yeah, I think what you see on the SoC side is that some SoC makers even want to have then a 5 gigahertz communications pipe and a 6 gigahertz communications pipe, which means that you would have to add also two high band front end ICs, one for 5 to 6 gigahertz and one for 6 to 7 gigahertz. Well, we as NXP don't mind because we would sell through more of those front-end ICs. But one of the things that we also see is there are still many customers that say, I want to take the benefit of the silicon germanium technology, where we have a wideband approach, where we have one front-end IC that basically can support 5 to 7 gigahertz in one front-end IC. Which is a big advantage of our technology and is also a very effective solution to integrate for the OEM. That is one challenge. And then what you see is that also in the access point routers, in the access points, you see that they typically will be using separate front-end ICs for both the 5 gigahertz band and the 6 gigahertz band. And from our perspective, that is, we can support that with our roadmap and portfolio. But it means that the box, if you open the access point router box, it will just contain a lot more of those front-end ICs around the SoC chip. So that basically is the complexity that needs to be dealt with. But at the same time, it also offers the opportunity to the consumer really for a more better user experience.
So how is NXP meeting the device challenges for Wi-Fi 6E performance specifications? What are you doing on the design end?
Yeah, so I think I touched maybe already a little bit on that on the previous point there. It's our silicon germanium technology that we are using for our front-end ICs. Basically, there we have a silicon-based technology as opposed to other technologies being more 3-5 type of technologies. The advantage of that is that we have a very low noise performance and we have a wideband performance. So we can make a very small single-channel front-end IC. So the customer can basically design in a single-channel front-end IC in a very small 2x2 QFN type of package. And that is what we are bringing to market. And our level of integration also means that you hardly have any external components on the PCB in the handset. And that is, real estate in a handset is always scarce. So you want to have it as integrated as possible.
So how are you designing these products to cover the multiple bands all the way up to the 6 gigahertz now? You kind of alluded to that earlier, but how are you specifically meeting that? Are you using multiple signal chains?
In principle, what we do is that we have this wideband approach. So that means that our front-end IC consisting of an LNA switch and PA basically has a wideband approach. We are looking at the high power market and access point router to make a dedicated 5 gigahertz and a dedicated 6 gigahertz device. But that's more for the high power application. For the handset application, we really stick to the wideband approach. And there we have then the advantage of the silicon germanium technology as discussed. What we see is that with the Wi-Fi 6 modulation scheme being 1024 QAM, you also need a more linear PA as opposed to Wi-Fi 5. And that linearity we have been able to design with our front-end IC in a good way that we support also the required EVM at a very competitive power consumption level. And that's basically what we do. And there we have our value proposition. And we see that with the demand from the customers that also resonates in the market.
So you mentioned that NXP recently announced the launch of the first QFN solution for Wi-Fi 6 and 6E in premier tier smartphones and computing devices. How is this helping mobile device companies?
Yeah, exactly. So if we look at our customers here, where we design in our single channel front-end ICs, then we see that up to now, many customers were using maybe a complete system and package. So you have the SoC and the front-end IC in a single module, or you have people using a dual channel type of radio front-end ICs. The point being is that if you go for a single channel front-end IC, you have the freedom to basically do the layouting and the placement very close to the different antennas in the cell phone. That gives you a better RF performance. And that RF performance is, of course, key for the range performance that the consumer then will see. And the benefit of placing it close to the antenna is a unique thing with the single channel QFNs. With the dual channel one, you need to place it in between and you need to route from the PA basically to the antenna, which gives you some signal losses on the PCB. So that's a big advantage. And with that announcement we did 2 months ago, we basically demonstrated that we have brought that single channel QFN successfully to market and customers are using it. And what we actually see going forward is that on all major SoC Wi-Fi platforms, the trend is towards single channel QFN based front-end ICs. So this really is a trend that has a big uptake in the market. And we see that transition in the product portfolio away from modules and RFFEs really towards the single channel QFN devices.
So you've done a lot and you have a good history on the design. And what future products are you developing to improve the performance and cost further in the next few years?
Yeah, I think that comes again back to our silicon germanium technology. Yeah? Up to now, we have used our what we call a cubic 4 silicon germanium technology. And we are bringing a what we call cubic 5 silicon germanium technology to market. So that's the next generation technology of the silicon germanium technology that we built in-house. And we will make, of course, then again, the LNA PA switch functionality for the front-end ICs in that cubic 5 technology. That gives you the benefit of a better power consumption level. The linearity will even get better. So basically, from that perspective, we see really also a step forward in performance compared to where we are today. That's one. That's more or less just taking the existing performance from one technology generation to the next. At the same time, we see that in IEEE, there is a lot of work happening on Wi-Fi 7, so the successor of Wi-Fi 6. People talk about the 4K QAM modulation schemes there, which means that your linearity requirements for your front-end IC will even go up further. And also there, we are with our innovation team already doing a lot of, IP blocks and test chips. And we're working also closely with the SoC leaders in the Wi-Fi market to bring first demonstrator samples to the customers to start working with Wi-Fi 7 ready technology.
So you mentioned Wi-Fi 7. Tell us what's next with Wi-Fi 7. How does that compare to 6 and 6E?
Yeah, so for Wi-Fi 7, we see that as a next big step. We expect that to be ratified by IEEE, I think, 2023, late 2023. So first devices on the market, probably 2024. We will have then there a full roadmap of front-end ICs for the different frequency bands. We will continue to work in the low band, 2.4 gigahertz, and the 5 to 7 gigahertz band. And in parallel, we will be looking at the access point router market as well for the Wi-Fi 7 based devices. What we also see happening is that there is what we call NRU, new radio license, that is this also the same frequency spectrum, but that is more being taken from the 5G angle. And we see also that our customers, both the mobile handset makers, as well as the comms infra customers, the classical communication infrastructure OEMs, they are starting to look at that, what that means for the 5G base stations. And we see now basically customers talking about, hey, is this going to be something that is going to be Wi-Fi dominated, or is it going to be 5G dominated? And I think my view, or the NXP view, would be that that typically with those different standards in the same frequency band is, it's not that one will win, they will typically coexist. I think one of the things we have seen a long time ago was always Bluetooth versus wireless LAN. In the beginning time, there was also a lot of debate, will Bluetooth win, will Wi-Fi win? Today, we see them as two very successful wireless standards coexisting very well. And from our perspective, the 5G point of view and then the Wi-Fi view in the 6 to 7 gigahertz band, they will coexist. I think what you will see is that if you are outdoor, you will connect very quickly to the cellular network with your device. But if you go indoor or in an airport, then very often you hand off from the cellular network to the Wi-Fi based network as you do today.
Yeah, everyone talks about one technology winning over the other, but in the end, they all kind of coexist. So it's funny how that works out. Can you give us an outlook on NXP's position and roadmap for the market?
Yeah, so we see the Wi-Fi front-end IC market developing quite healthy. One of the things we have seen over the past year happening is of course, the introduction of Wi-Fi 6, Wi-Fi 6E. But we see also that handset makers are looking at, for their premium phone models, to use even in the handset two high-band front-end ICs. So one for 6 to 7 gigahertz and one for 5 to 6 gigahertz. This depends, of course, on the SoC, if that has two parallel pipes for those high bands, which will increase the capacity further. So that we see really as a healthy market development. We see also that in the access point market, we have seen actually fast growth because of the COVID-19 situation with people working from home. So the demand for domestic Wi-Fi equipment has gone up and up. We see also that the IoT take-up of Wi-Fi technology will continue. So from that perspective, we will see a healthy development in the market for the front-end ICs, and we will continue to support that with our technology. So we do continue to invest actually in the Wi-Fi front-end IC market and grow our business there.
Yeah, so Pat, if I conclude on what Rob said, over the last years, we've built a leading position in this very attractive, highly competitive market. Market requirements with Wi-Fi 6E, Wi-Fi 7 on the devices is growing, and with our proposition of single die products in a very small QFN based on a high performance SiGe, we have a very good winning proposition. And as Rob says, we will continue to invest and to play in this very attractive space, and at the same time expand into router applications combined with other parts in NXP.
Well, thank you, Rob and Duco, talking with me today about the Wi-Fi 6E market and what to expect. I think I've learned a lot about the performance challenges and understand the new standard versus Wi-Fi 7 too. It's great how NXP is working to meet the demands of these markets and bringing products to market very quickly. Thanks, everybody, for listening today, and join us for our next NXP podcast addressing low-power wide area networks coming up soon.